Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
The club with his pants falling down, or the dance that's a dream of romance or the sea.
And welcome back to Ebling and You during that segue with Ken Glickman's theme music there. Ken, I don't know if you're aware that the words that were just said is the clown with his pants falling down. That's pretty interesting for the drive home for everybody here. But Cameron Ganas in studio filling in for Jack Ebling, and I'm co-hosting today with my friend Nicole Sclafani, who is kind of Miss Everything at LCC TV and media mogul today, I think, as I called her earlier, because tonight, and Ken, I'm sure you're aware of this, tonight on Channel 6, it sounds like, was the premiere on broadcast of the Lansing Lowdown, but Nicole, you've been doing the Lansing Lowdown for
About a year now, probably a year now, YouTube and our LCC 1957, our YouTube page, and also with LCC TV. So,
now, Ken, you've seen the Lansing Lowdown, I'm sure, many of times, but help us understand what this means to the community, and did anything exist like it before?
No, this is monstrous.
Oh, look at that. Thanks, Ken. I wanted to bring you on earlier. Did you hear me?
Yeah, we almost brought you back from commercial break before you were ready to be on, but
we want to talk to
you. You got to play my theme music, or else
We did. We got you. So
I just can't do it with his pants falling down. You know, Ebling loves that theme music.
It made us all smile.
That's it.
So tell me a little bit about the performances and stuff that you're going to be talking about today. One thing, and I'm sure you'll get to it, because I want to find out a little bit more, and I know you like to talk about the Williamson Theater. I love to hear about it, but Greater Tuna. I'm not sure if you're going to talk about that, but I want to hear about it.
Well, you know, we got two tunas this week. It's really something. If one tuna, and it's not a sandwich, is not enough, there are two. So, Greater Tuna, you know, this is a play that's been about 20 years old, and it's gotten to be a classic. People love this thing. It's done all over the country. It's two actors. In Williamson's case, it's Ira Gribble, who is a terrific, funny actor, and Wayne David Parker, who is from The Purple Rose, and they are the two disc jockeys for OKKK Radio in Tuna, Texas. And then they proceed to act all of the crazy and eccentric characters of this mythical town in Texas. It's all redneck humor and Texas humor, and the guys are as many, you know, they dress up as women and they do all these crazy things, and you won't stop laughing.
That sounds just great.
Now, this play has been so popular that they have two offshoots of it, and one is Tuna Christmas. Tuna Christmas is being done at the Starlight Dinner Theater at Waverly East Intermediate School. And they have a dinner and they have a show. It's $30 for the dinner and show. And it's, Friday and Saturday night. So you got two tunas in the same weekend. What could be better, right?
Exactly. Now tell me, I've read a lot. There's a lot of shows coming into Wharton, especially a lot of Christmas shows and holiday shows. If you had to give me some of the must-see shows at Wharton this holiday season, what would you say? Would you recommend?
Well, of course, number one is Mannheim Steamroller.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Mannheim Steamroller is just this massive thing. They've sold 98 million records, and it's sort of a mix of pop and jazz and synthesized music and rock, and it appeals to everybody. Everybody loves it. It's going to be at the Concert Auditorium next week on the 11th. But let me tell you about this weekend first, Nicole. So Saturday, we got the Lansing Concert Band doing their annual Christmas concert at Charlotte High School. They have a beautiful performing arts center down there. I don't know if you've ever been down there, but it is super. And they have a new director this year, Gary Sullivan, who used to be the band director in Charlotte. So this is going to be a little bit of a homecoming. And the children's singers will be there from Community Music School. It should be a good show. At the same time, the Lansing Symphony will be doing a big concert at the Wharton Center at 8 o'clock on Saturday night called Songs of Winter.
Mm.
And instead of Christmas music, they are going to have a piece called Sacred Service, which is music of the Jewish service, of the Jewish synagogue, which is a little unusual to do during Christmas time, but this is Hanukkah time as well. And so they're going to do a real winter show with Winter from Vivaldi's Four Seasons and another choral piece. So this should be really a beautiful concert on Saturday night. Now, on Sunday at 3 o'clock, there's an a cappella male choir that is coming called Chanticleer. They're about the greatest a cappella group in the world.
Yeah, I read about them this weekend.
15 male singers. They are great. And it's going to be a Chanticleer Christmas at 3 o'clock at Wharton Center. And if you like vocal music at all, you will never hear anything as seamless and as beautiful as these guys singing together. It is really great.
That sounds great. And also with Wharton Center, I just was looking through the brochure trying to get my tickets for next year. They have a great lineup for next year. I mean, we really are bringing in some great acts.
No, Wharton is such a jewel to the community, and they bring in such a wide variety of stuff that it's just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Mannheim Steamroller is really big, and then next week is a real fun thing called, what are they calling it, a Christmas Cabaret. Greg Ganakis is a local guy whose dad was the basketball coach probably 25 years ago. And he is producing a Christmas cabaret at the small theater at Wharton, the Passant Theater. And it's got all kinds of weird stuff. It's got a Youper Yuletide, and it's got a Motown Christmas and all kinds of Michigan-based goofy Christmas songs with a show band, and they got dancing Santas, and it should be a really great show. Tickets are flying off the shelf. They haven't advertised it at all because they're selling so many of them. The hall only holds 600, so there's just not a lot of tickets, but it'll be Friday night at 8 o'clock and then Saturday at 2 and 8. So,
well, he had a lot of success with the Izzo Goes to Broadway show, right? Isn't he the one that put that together?
Absolutely, yeah. And he does a wonderful job. He's been on Broadway himself. He really knows this whole producing and directing business. And, in fact, I think they did that in Grand Rapids this year, didn't they?
They did, yep. That's where they moved it to this spring.
Yeah, I thought so. So Christmas is coming, and, you know, for some reason with Christmas, there's just all kinds of vocal stuff, too. So next week on the 12th, the Lansing Symphony is coming back with a more traditional Christmas concert, which is called the Holiday Pops, and they're going to have a soloist and a choir, and they're going to have all kinds of Christmas carols, and it's going to be the traditional Christmas concert. So there's a lot coming up with Christmas.
And I think, too, what I like to get for my family, especially for the people who are really hard to buy for, my grandfather is always very hard to buy for. He's down in Detroit, you know, he's... Man's got everything, you know. My family gives him as many shirts as he possibly can handle. What we like to do is we like to bring him up here to Wharton and take him to a show. I mean, I think last year we took him to the Breslin to see the Cirque show. And there are just a lot of opportunities. And I think looking ahead to the years, whether it is, we're actually thinking of Williamson Theater. They're going to have that bowling kind of show going on next year. And that looks really fun. So either with Williamson or any of the other theaters in town or even Wharton Center, do you think giving a gift of a performance or a night out, whether it's with you and someone special
idea.
Or wherever?
I think it's a wonderful idea, Nicole. And I'll tell you, this tune of Christmas, I think an old codger would love this stuff. I mean, it's just the kind of humor that everyone will guffaw over. And especially, you know, you do a dinner before at the Red Cedar Grill or something like that, and it's really a great night out. The other thing is that other than these professional groups are coming in, these concerts are very inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
And you really get a wonderful night out for cheap.
Well, Ken Glickman here with us in studio. We got about another minute or so left, or not in studio. Sorry, on the phone. What am I thinking? I know you're not sitting right in front of me, but how do
my visage?
Cameron here with you, Ken. But I know that you are on almost every week talking with Jack. But how do people stay tuned into this stuff other than just the Wharton Center website or the Lansing Symphony website? You know, and Nicole, actually, the Lansing Lowdown, you just go to YouTube and do a search for Lansing Lowdown.
Sites. I think, like Ken, you've got to learn what's out there, right? You got to learn what groups, you know, when a new players group either, you know, folds or comes up. You have to.
Yeah, I think also the City Pulse does a good job and the State Journal.
The LansingArts.org website for the Arts Council seems to have a lot of performance stuff.
But the Thursday Lansing State Journal has a full listing of everything.
Noise.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And Noise does it. And so I think there's a lot. But, there's things that fall through the cracks.
Yeah.
Like this tune of Christmas. at the Starlight Dinner Theater. Like, you know, I've never seen anything like this, but it was listed somewhere. So, you know, if you want to find it, you have to dig a little bit. There's no question.
Well, that's great. Just more in the line of amazing things to do around here, Impression 5, Wharton Center, and so on and so on. So, Ken, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Ken.
A pleasure. You guys sound great today.
Oh, thanks. That sounds good. Thanks so much. And coming up next, we have Aaron Matthews talking about the Flash Fiction coming to Lansing, Fiction 440.